Blog Talk Radio.
Job working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Done away with is the animal
sacrificial law. That's the law that's done away with. The thou shalt not is not done away with. Thou shalt not disobey your neighbor. That ain't done away with. Thou shalt not. So what's done away with is killing animals and think you can get a pass. So what law is no longer on the books? It's the killing of animals, because Yahweh the Son came in the book of Hebrews 10 verse 12, and he removed that law from the books. So now what you got to do after that, we'll tell you shortly what you got to do after that, because you cannot go get a bull or a goat and take it to your priest. And you know what a priest of the Bible is today. That's written over in Hebrews 7, 13, and 14. You'll go the wrong way, so he removed it out the way, period. So the only law is removed, see, royal, is killing animals. Get that right, six anointed camps. We're gonna stroll down on the international side and take a little peek at something, and we'll see who all in the room. We're all in the room. All the slots are filled. Everybody got a representative in the room. You know one thing, see, right? That's a great thing. Everybody got a representative in the room for this day it is, Monday, whatever. But remember, Wednesday night, no class tomorrow. But Wednesday night, see, right? Wednesday night is time to shine in some dust, says Yahweh. Remember, every first day of a feast, it is white garments. Every first day of a feast is white garments. White garments, see, Israel. And we'll tell you all about that. And he also tell you in Zephaniah, I'm going to punish you with strange apparel on now. So keep that in your mind. Keep doing what you want to do. You got it written. We're going to tell you everything up front. You got it good. On the international side, we're flashing out of New York, New York, 103-787. 103-787. Enough said on that. I'm going to bring Mr. Tibbs in, and he'll let you know about the broadcast and who sponsored what. Man, well, I'm going to tell you something, Steve Roy. Listen to me carefully. We is a people that react to everything. Listen, all six locations got a job to do. The world got a job to do. Camp 1 all the way to Camp 6. We need our own. Land is everywhere. School, banquet hall. Donate to this ministry. We need to be sending brothers to all types of countries once we get them on their feet. So remember one thing, written in Romans 4:17, it says you got to call things out though they not as they are. Because it's going to happen, see, right? But those that hear the voices of this ministry, donate to this ministry, because we got to reach our brothers and sisters all over the country and start setting up sanctuaries, you want to call it, temples, training brothers how to do the dust and Yahweh. So one thing about it, if you can support anything, support the truth. This is the truth, C-Roy. You got it? Good. Enough said on that. 195 international countries, 103-787 is flashing. We bring Mr. Tibbs in, he'll tell you all that Yahweh put on him, and we'll get something going on this 2 days before the feast day kick off with them white garments on. Got it? Good. When you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you there, seed ready.
And Yahweh bless you, brother. See as well as seed well. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, we got a fine audience. We got a lot of memos just coming in as we speak it. Seal, would you touch on this? Would you touch on that? And I'll tell you what you do. You start plugging my ears on them broadcasts. That won't you do that then. But still, we got 195 international countries, 103-787 is flashing. So what you got to tell this national audience, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, brother, see as well. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. It looks like we have another glorious number that's attending our broadcast of 103,787 listeners, which is a good thing. We all came to hear the words of Yahweh, and that's what we're going to hear. But one thing I want to mention before we get started, there's a lot of people still out there that say they read the Bible, but they still have Bible confusion, mixing all kind of things that you wouldn't believe. I even had another brother that attends the temple with me, and he had a chance to witness the same thing. It almost makes me tie-tongued for words trying to explain how this gentleman, portrayed himself. He's of a northern tribe vintage, to make a long story short. Speaking once again about how the Sumerians created the Bible scriptures, comparing certain scriptures in the Bible that saying aliens are coming back, coming to this world. I mean, it's very confusing individual to talk to. So people like that, you really have to reach out and try to lend the book to them where they can see exactly what's going on. You know, I look at Romans chapter 12, verse number 2, and verse 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing your mind, that you may prove what is that's good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh." You know, we have to think of things that we say and do, which is part of our works. And we're measured by our works, needless to say, that some have very foul and non-Yahweh-y ways about themselves. Sometimes we find that certain people are influenced by friends or family to do bad works, and they never take a second thought of it. Fortunately, those of us that read the Bible speaks of such things, like in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 7, which says, "If thou would get a friend, prove him or her first. Be not hasty to credit him or her." Part of this comes from bad teachings. And just like I said before, rumors and other book studies besides the King James Bible. So if the word of Yahweh is spoken unto you, you have to know that what you speak is of Yahweh and not of your own words. You have a lot of that. People take their Bible and turn around their own words and try to teach others. This is a lucky thing that we have this program to straighten out that type of thinking. In the book of John, St. John, chapter 3, verse number 10 says, "You are Israel's teachers," said Yahweh the Son, "and you do not understand these things." Well, I can see why, because if you're supposed to be a teacher of Yahweh's words, you do have to relish your mind in an understanding before you try to give this to someone else. In the book of Romans chapter 12, looking at verses 1, 2, and 3, verse number 1 says, "Beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, as a righteous and acceptable unto Yahweh, which is of your reasonable service. 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing your mind, that you may prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man or woman that is among you, not to think of him or herself more highly than he or she ought to think, but to think soberly according to Yahweh has dealt to every man or woman the measure of his faith or covenant." Every broadcast, we try to transform the thinking of people, of Seed World, by exposing them to the truth that is written. And that's why we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Learn how to connect the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information you came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of the Sabbath, for the members that know, is Friday. Current time starting at 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of those smart devices you own. Right on that search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking it, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as it said for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine once again. This time, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into the live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses. The first is Tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, YHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. One note that we'd like to add. Please do not call any previous numbers you've retained for this year. During program time is not to disturb the words of Yahuwah. We use a few Bible verses to explain why. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse number 13, it says, "He that answers a matter before he's heard it is folly. Shame unto him." In the book of James, we look at chapter 1, verse 26. It says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But you can imagine, even after giving the verses and explaining what this calls, there are still those who do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause some sort of disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." And once again, as I said before, please retain from calling the CEO direct via voicemail, email, or text. He is generally pretty busy answering many memos even having thoughts of running just a normal show. Responding to the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly important, preparing Yakwa's lesson before our program starts. Even doing all this work, the seer is only one man, limited by Yakwa's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, as many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yakwa be with you all. Now, the numbers you can write to call with Yakwa in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered directly by one of our six anointed camps of Yakwa's ministry. But, as you might imagine, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed this creation of Yakwa's of 100% and found that this is impossible. Now, for those of you who have missed the program, the beginning, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30 or later due to start time. To get there, open up any search engine. Type in three words once again, Yakwa Radio Live. After click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. One good note also, we're in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to on any particular day or number of days. Well, we are in the sense of having another day of the Word of Yakwa. And we look at nothing has changed except the number of people, as I've said, in the early portion of our program, which is a good thing. Those that come to commend the Word of Yakwa add unto it, only following by others casting the word that we listen to behind their back, wanting to hear their favorite verses or certain verses in the Bible, taking those meanings other way. Along with the complainers, the noisemaker, oh, don't forget the deceptive listener, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. They have clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman, and time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what a man or woman that was Jacques Wally created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Because anyone ever thinks that they can do more than 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's impossible. In the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26, it tells us about the impossible. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld him and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." Remember, the Bible tells us, whether a man or woman, we are measured by our works, the things we think, do, and say. Because we got a lot of things that we think, see, well, a lot of things we do and say. So we got to think, do your works. Because in the book of James, it tells us, chapter 1, verse 25, it says, "But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he or she, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man or woman shall be blessed in his or her deeds." And I don't have to tell you, I want my James 5:20. I like to be blessed in my deeds, and I'm quite sure many others that will look that verse up and find out what it means. James 5:20, you'd want to be blessed in yours also. So at this particular time, keep those Bibles open. This is a continued learning process. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yakwa.
Hallelujah, Yakwa. That's excellent. We'll get you at the bottom part for your returning statement. Remember one thing, see, right? The other 2 days away from that great feast, another feast day coming up. And we're going to definitely talk about it a little bit today. But one thing about it, no class tomorrow and Wednesday. All classes start about on righteous days, speech days, at 7:30. So at 7:30 Wednesday, we'll be back on it again. You know, just in the royal white garments, well, white garments, royal is that blue. And one thing about it, Steve Roy, see, what we're doing as a shadow, we're rehearsing the righteous act. And once you rehearse the righteous act, that means you've done your part in Thus Says Yahweh. That's the key, you've done your part in Thus Says Yahweh. Got a lot of memos I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to get off in that. We're going straight to Brother Yahdai Israel and get something going on. And you can pass Brother Yahdai to get the show on in. My ears will stay with it again like it was last night. You know, the reason why we do this, you don't never have nothing good to say about the 17 nations. I said, well, you know, if I could find something to say about the 17 nations. All right, good enough. Brother Yahdai Israel, take number 61.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, of Seer Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that Brother Yahweh Israel. Well, you held down in Grand Style yesterday, and that's why I was telling some brothers overseas. I said, well, you know, you got to support this thing because we're going to be sending brothers after we get them prepared to take care of his business. Because we know one thing, this message that we teach out of six anointed camps have to be on one accord, and we got to know what we're talking about. So, and like I said again, we have to study our books. We can't be fumbling around. We got to know how to deal with it and help the brother and sister rise to occasion. But you got to take good notes. Take good notes. You know, because if you're fumbling around in one of these camps and you're not doing it right, it affects all the rest of them. Royal blue garments on regular Sabbath day, Thursday or any feast day, white garments on. And understand when this Bible is saying, don't get excited and make statements and digress with statements because it affects all the classes when you make statements. Then you got to go back and correct and all that stuff right there. Otherwise, sometimes just read the way you see it if you're not sure about something. And then once you get the answer by talking among yourself in the six anointed camp, we help you out because when one of us look bad, all of us look bad. So we are family at hands to come. Matter of fact, I need to read that verse. Matter of fact, let me read that verse one time. That Brother Yahdai, put your little loop. And in the book, I'm good for one shot. Every now and then, I'm good for one shot. Let's see what it says over in Ezekiel there, Brother Yahdai. Yes, right there. You know, understand something. When you dealing, we got us working with a 35 verse number 8. See, we working with a 35 verse 8. Where do I say that, Brother Yahdai Israel, 35 verse 8 of Ezekiel?
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 35, verse number 8 reads, and I will fill it. And I will fill this mountain with this slain men, and thy hills and in thy valleys, and that all thy rivers shall they fall that are slain with the sword.
Good. Well, yeah, we know all about that. Now give me one more. Give me 36 verse 8. Now how about 36 verse 8 now? So you on something? Well, give me one more 36 verse 8, then we're going to go on get something running. 36 verse 8, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Book of Ezekiel 36, verse number 8. You, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches. Give fruit to my people Israel, for they are at hand to come.
See, that was excellent. See, you see what Brother Yahdai said, mountains of Israel, then the moderator behind it, he'd come behind and say, yeah, that means government. That's how you do it. But when you basically reading the Bible, just basically read it, you know, just about it, unless you real clear what you're doing, don't be fumbling around this thing, because we got a big job to do. Don't be bumming around with this thing. See, we'll break it down. That means a mountain, mean a government to come and stuff like that. Because you're not sure what it is, you know, because we're trying to get the six anointed camps on one accord and be able to talk the right talk. Because like I said, again, we already be clear that we got to have us on Romans 4:17. Matter of fact, what that say before we give us some loot? What did Romans 4:17 say anyway, Baba Yagdai Israel?
The book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 17. Book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I made thee a father of many nations, for him whom he believed, even Yahweh, who quickeneth the dead, because of those things which be not, they were.
Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. So we'll call things as though they not, as though they were. Because one thing about it, see, we clear what Yahweh have blessed his ministers be able to do is take care of his business. That's why we got to get on this business. We got to let our light shine in some dust as Yahweh. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahweh Israel, what that saying?
Book of Luke, chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. But we'll open this thing up right around Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy 3 verse 7. Let's see if we get a couple of little tidbits that we need to get out on this tape, and you and that program telephone you got, they do the same thing every time at the same time. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 7. What's going on there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of 2 Timothy 3 verse number 7 reads, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
And see that what we're talking about with, like, the spaceman. The spaceman always ever learning but never seen to come to the knowledge of the truth. See, that's the point. You know, see, and Jeremiah kicked in behind that in 8th chapter, verse 7 through 9. See, like the spaceman that Mr. Tibbs talk about, the spaceman, the up and away man, ever learning but never come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? Jeremiah chapter 8, 7 through 9. What the truth is, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 7 through 9 reads, Book of Jeremiah chapter 8, verse number 7. Yea, the stalk in the heaven knoweth their appointed times, and the turtle, and the crane, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of Yahweh. Verse number 8. How do you say we are wise? The Torah instruction of Yahweh is with us. Though certainly in vain made he it, the pen of the scribe is in vain. Verse number 9. The wise men and women are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Though they have rejected the word of Yahweh. And what wisdom is in them?
See, when you reject the word of Yahweh, it is no wisdom in you. See, but he says, my people do that. My people is the one reject the word of Yahweh. So when you reject the word of Yahweh, what wisdom is that? And Yahweh, he had to tell Isaiah, I'm going to tell you something, Isaiah. But the same token, I want the heavens and everybody to listen to me in 1, 2 through 9 of Isaiah. Let's see if we find out where Jeremiah pulled that verse from. He said, my people reject the word of Yahweh. He said, that's what my people do. How do you think you're going to make it if you reject the word of Yahweh? Let's see what it says over in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2 down to verse number 9.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse number 2 through 9 reads, Book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse number 2. Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Verse number 3. The ox knoweth his owner, the ass his master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people does not consider. Verse number 4. A sinful nation, people laden with sin, a seed of evildoers, children that are corrupters. They have forsaken Yahweh. They have provoked the righteous one of Israel unto anger. They have gone away backwards. Verse number 5. What should you be stricken anymore? You were revoked more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole mind faint. Verse number 6. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds, bruises, putrefying sores. They have not been clothed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ornaments. Verse 7. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burnt with fire. Your land strangers devour it in your presence, and is as desolate as overthrown by strangers. Verse number 8. And the daughter of God Judah, polluted where Zion is left, as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumber, as a besieged city. Verse number 9. Except Yahweh vote and left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom. We should have been like unto Gomorrah.
Now, Yahweh left a small remnant. He left a small remnant, see, Roy, a small, very small remnant. And matter of fact, Paul pulled that in Romans chapter 11, verse 5, Brother Yahweh Israel. Paul pulled a little bit of that and threw some on the table by being a Benjamite. He threw some on the table in Romans chapter 11, verse 5. And what did he say in 11, verse 5 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Romans chapter 11. Verse number 5 reads, even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of mercy.
Yeah, it's a remnant. He keeps telling you it is a remnant, see, right? See, it's a remnant, but here's the point. We started trying to peek through that one eye of Satan, trying to find where the remnant at. And let me pull a rabbit out of that. Let me show you what a remnant is. Turn to Deuteronomy for a minute. He said it's a remnant, but we keep looking at that one-eyed Satan looking for a remnant. We all jammed up and jacked up with that one-eyed Satan. He said it's a remnant left. Okay, let's find out a little bit more about that remnant. And let's see what he says in the 30th chapter, what remnant he's talking about. 30 verse 10 of Deuteronomy. What did it say there in 30 verse 10 there, Brother Yahweh Israel? And verse 11. Deuteronomy chapter 30, 10 and 11. Let's talk about this remnant. Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy 30, verse number 10, verse number 11 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 30, verse number 10. If you shall hearken unto the voice of Yahweh, to keep his Torah instructions, his statutes, which are written in this book, of the Torah instructions, and if thou turn unto Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind and with all your strength. Verse number 11. For this commandment, this Torah instruction which I command you this day, and I hear from you, leave it far off.
You see, and you started looking past, up and away, and you try and tell you it don't work like that. Take it down to 12 through 16. Let me show you how it works. See, we started always looking past and tell you in Jeremiah 10:1, don't even look up there. You ain't got no business up there even try to mess around with nothing up there, because when I come back where your foot at, that's where you're going to be at. When I bring you out of the ground, that's the highest you're going to jump. And look what it says here about 12 down to verse 16. Let's find out where this word, this good old word is at. Matter of fact, over that point, I got to pull a rabbit out of here. Well, no, I put a rabbit out of hat, because now we see what David pulled that from in 85:11 after we read this right here. Let's see what it says over here in 11 through 16 there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Did you read 11? You read 11. Make it 12 through 16 and Psalms 85 and 11 back to back. So now we see what David pulled that from. Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse number 12. It is not in heaven that you should say, we shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that you may hear it and do it. Verse 13. Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, we shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Verse 14. But the word is very near unto you, in your mouth and in your mind, that you mayest do it. Verse 15. See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. Verse 16. That I command you this day to love Yahweh your Yahweh, to walk in his ways, to keep his Torah instructions, his statutes, and his judgment, that I may live and multiply, and Yahweh your Yahweh shall bless thee in the land whether you go with to possess.
David said what in 85 verse 11? And what did David say? The mental spirit came to David and told him something to put in writing. And what he put in writing there, Brother Yahdai Israel, in 85 verse 11 of Psalms.
Book of Psalms 85, verse number 11 reads, truth shall spring out of the earth. The Torah instructions, righteousness, shall look down from heaven.
Truth is going to spring out of the earth, see, William. So what are you looking past the sun, moon, and stars? Truth is going to spring down from the earth. And he told that Isaiah pulled that in the 59th chapter. Isaiah pulled that for the young guy Israel. He pulled that from the 59th chapter, 18 to 21. Let's see what he says in Isaiah. Chapter 59, 19 through 21. He pulled that, brother. Let's
really
say that, brother
Yahdai
Israel. Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 59, verse number 19 through 21 reads, book of Isaiah 59, verse 19. So shall they fear the name of Yahweh from the west, his greatness from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. The spirit of Yahweh shall lift up a standard against them. Verse 20, the Redeemer shall come to Yahdai Judah, and unto them that turn from transgressors in Israel, save Yahweh. Verse 21, as for me, this is my covenant with them, save Yahweh. My spirit that is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed's seeds, save Yahweh from henceforth. And forever.
You hear that man just say it? So then he made a profound statement, because we watched some things last Saturday. We seen some things last Saturday after the closing of, and we seen some things. And what did we see in Isaiah? We'll make it Isaiah 28 there, Brother Yahdai. See, we paid some notice to something that we seen. And what do we see in the 28th chapter, verse number 2? Well, let's look at 1, 2, and 3. What it says in Isaiah 28, 1, 2, and 3, you know, we see, and they were very happy. We see that. But we're going to find out what they did or what they're working with in Isaiah 28. Verse 1, 2, and 3, and find out exactly what they did in verse 15 down to verse 18. Let's see what it says in Isaiah 28, 1, 2, 3, 15 through 18. Let's see who did this fit as we speak. Come on.
The book of Isaiah chapter 28, verse number 1, 2, and 3, verse number 15 through 18 reads, book of Isaiah 28, verse number 1, woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, ten northern tribes, whose honor beauty is a fading flower, which are at the head of fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Verse number 2. Behold, Yahweh have a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm of the flood of mighty waters overflowing shall cast down to the earth with their hand. Verse number 3, the crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, northern kingdom, shall be trodden underfoot. Verse number 15, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. We have made lies our refuge, and of the falsehood have we hid ourselves. Verse 16, therefore thus saith Yahweh, behold, I lay in Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Verse 17, judgment also will I lay to the blind, and righteousness, Torah instruction to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of life, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. Verse number 18, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled, your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by it.
What he says in 28 verse 1 and 16 again, that now he give you who you are, and he tell you your solution, how to come out of it. So we watched something last Saturday after. We watched Northern Kingdom just happy, and they were everywhere. They looked like they was in the temple of Yahweh, but no, they was not. They were down the road a piece, sitting over there, cranking them up and eating them up and happening and stumbling back to their cars as they were mounting up to go to our place. So you see Ray, it just had a lot of work. Probably say if a minister, we will put brothers and sisters together to understand to step your game up. You gotta know how to look. Yahweh is a hermit. People are walking around happy and don't know that they are made a covenant with Satan the devil. Guadalupe and not keeping the Sabbath days, that is a covenant with death. Not wearing your fringes, that's a covenant with death. Huh? You understand something? You got a covenant with death when you're not doing Yahweh's will. So we see them jumping around like bunny rabbits, stumbling all around. But it was the Sabbath day closing. So you see, we got a lot of work to do, but you got to be able to spot these things as we spotted it. What you reading there, Brother Yahdai Israel? What you reading there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Just read Isaiah 28 chapter, verse 1, 2, 3, 15 through 18. Isaiah 28 verse 1
mm-hmm.
and verse number 16, was it?
Yes, sir. I know what's on the table, Brother Yahdah. See, right now, Brother Yahdah, I'm laying back in the spirit of the Mizum Yahuwah. So we know we said 28 verse 1 and 16 before we start, speaking some good stuff. But I forgot about 28 verse 1 and 16. What it say in 28 verse 1 and 16 of Isaiah, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Isaiah 28 verse 1 and verse 16 reads, Isaiah 28 verse 1, well, to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, northern kingdom, whose honor, beauty, is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valley, of them that are overcome with wine. Verse 16, therefore thus saith Yahweh, behold, I lay in Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste.
So I got a precept there, Brother Yahdah Israel. I got a precept. Give me Sirach chapter 10, verse 12 and 20. I got to put that in there. Give me Sirach chapter 10, verse 12 and 20. Let me see what can we get out of Sirach chapter 10, verse 12 and 20 on that there. Come on.
The book of Sirach chapter 10, verse number 12. Verse number 20 reads, Sirach chapter 10, verse number 12. Sirach 10, verse number 12. The beginning of pride is when one departed from Yahweh, and his mind is turned away from his maker. Verse number 20. Among brothers, he that is chief is honorable, so are they that fear Yahweh in his eyes.
See that? So what make you chief? Those that fear Yahweh in your eyes. When you fear Yahweh, see right here, that is the game changer. But you know what we fear? That old one-eyed Satan. We fear that one-eyed Satan. And that one-eyed Satan got us hemmed up so bad, we don't know where to come or go. Now let's back up and find out, and you just read in verse 16, your way out is through Yahdah Judah. Now let's precept that to 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 30 and 31. What it says in 2 Kings 19, verse 30 and 31 there, Brother Yahdah Israel?
The book of 2 Kings, chapter 19, verse 30. And verse 31 reads, Book of 2 Kings, chapter 19, verse number 30. 2 Kings, chapter 19, verse 30. And the remnant that is escaped of the family of Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, shall yet again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Verse 31. For out of Yahdah Judah shall go forth a remnant. They that escape out of Yahdah Judah, the zeal of Yahweh of hosts shall do this.
See, Yahweh is going to get Judah, Yahdah in Semitic, Judah in English. That's the one going to have to put this thing together. Roman Catholic Church, Islam, Judaism cannot put this thing together. You're going to end up in the same place they're going to be in. If you don't get in where you fit in at. Back up to the 10th chapter. Let me look at Isaiah 10, verse 23. Tell me out there, Brother Yahdah Israel, what he says in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 20 down to verse 23.
Book Isaiah chapter 10, verse number 20 to 23 reads. Book Isaiah chapter 10, verse number 20. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel, and such as are escaped of the family of Israel, shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon Yahweh, the righteous one of Israel, in truth. Verse 21. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Israel, unto the mighty Yahweh. Verse 22. For thy people, Israel, be as the sand of the sea, yet the remnant of them shall return. The consumption decree shall overflow with righteousness. Verse 23. For Yahweh of hosts shall make a consumption even determined in the midst of all the land.
So what we're supposed to be doing now until that time comes, Sirach chapter 9, verse 15 through 18. So until that time, and the time is now, so how should we be conducting ourselves, Brother Yahdah Israel C. Reyes? Let's look at Sirach chapter 9, verse 15 through 18. What are we supposed to be doing there, Brother Yahdah Israel? Come on.
The book of Sirach chapter 9, verse number 15 through 18 reads. Book of Sirach chapter 9, verse number 15. Let your talk be with the wise, and all your communication in the Torah instructions of the Most High. Verse 16. And let just men and women eat and drink with you. And let your honor be in the fear of Yahweh. Verse 17. For the hand of the artificer, the work shall be commended, and the wise ruler of the people for his speech. Verse 18. A man and woman of an ill tongue is dangerous in his city. You see that his rash and his talk shall be hated.
So what are you trying to tell you, C. Ray? See, you got a time and place for all that. So that's why, we keep telling you, when you come among especially on the Saturday, you've got to make sure your talk is about the Torah instruction. But when you come to Saturday, it ain't about, do you remember what happened once upon a time ago? No, they ain't going to do that, see, right? You got to make sure you focus in on the just Yahweh to receive his blessing. It ain't about no do you remember on the Sabbath day. He just told you let your talk stay on the just says Yahweh, and Yahweh, he written the midst of you on that. So right, 27:12. Where to say that, Brother Yahweh Israel, 27:12.
The book of Sirach, chapter 27, verse number 12 reads, Sirach, chapter 27, verse number 12. If thou be among the indiscreet, observe the time, but be continually among men and women of understanding.
You see what happened? See, when you're among the indiscreet, they don't always bring up, do you remember? And Yahweh told you soundly by the mouth of the seer that your conversation got to be of Torah instructions. He said, your conversation supposed to be, your communication supposed to be on the law. What law? The Torah instructions, see, right? Not the animal sacrificing. The Torah instructions, see, right? Huh? That was your conversation supposed to be on. About the Torah instructions. Not about how many times John got shot and how many times Sally showed up with a dress past her knees. That ain't what you talk about on the Sabbath day. Why don't we do Bible? Yahweh intervened on Bible. And that's the key, see, right? We got to intervene on Bible. Let's run over and take a look at the book of Acts chapter 1. Chapter 2 now, Brother Yahweh Israel. No, let me look at something real quick before we make our way down there. Let's go see what Romans got in 9:18. But you still got time, see, right? But you got to understand something. Look at what he got written in Romans chapter 9, verse 18.
Book of Romans, chapter 9, verse number 18 reads. Book of Romans, chapter 9, verse number 18. Romans 9, verse 18. Therefore have he mercy on whom he will have mercy. And whom he will, he hardeneth.
So he have mercy on who he have mercy on. And who he want to harden to not understand what we're saying, he hardened. So you look at your condition, see, right? If you see yourself being hardened, you talk like you got nails in your mouth, and you never want to quote no scripture, you're thumbing around all the time. Don't you know Yahweh hardened you? And you got to find out how to get that being hardened off of you. And Yahweh told the chief speaker of the nation of Israel, well, put this in my book. Maybe by the time that the sixth anointed count reaches to you, you might take it for the consideration. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. What did it say, Brother Yahweh Israel? 2 Peter 3, verse 9. What's that verse saying?
The book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 9 reads, Yahweh is not slack concerning his promise, as some men and women count slack, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
So he's leaving room. That's why he's sending his anointed camp called the Sixth Anointed Camp, the voices of the true Israelites. Although we got a 417 calling those things that's not, though they are, because you got to step your game up. He said, listen, I'm waiting on everybody to repent. Get this thing, let's get it going on. And understand one thing, recognize body when you hear it. Because there's no such thing as no replacement, no vicar, no replacement for no Yahweh. The closest replacement for Yahweh is what you can read. Look what it got written over in St. John chapter 16. You know, they're telling about, some Pentecostals, Catholics, they all going to meet the Pope on Pentecost. They all going to sit down at the replacement of the Lord God Jesus on earth. Now, I said, man, listen, that don't make no sense nowhere. I said, what can you read? Well, some more Pentecostals with these African American Negroes. Now you're going to visit the Pope for Pentecost? What is Pentecost anyway, besides the Feast of the Week? And we're going to find a little bit more about that shortly. You out of order everywhere. That's why we got to get our act together and finance this thing so we can get out there and show them what time it is before it's too late. See, we got to step our game up. There's no such thing as no bigger replacement for Yahweh the Son. Unless you don't believe what he say. Let's see what he said in St. John chapter 16, verse 7, down to verse 13. Let's run his mouth down and see what he said. Let's see the closest thing going to be a replacement for some Yahweh the Son. We're going to find out. He's right. St. John chapter 16, 7, down to verse 13. What did it say there, Father Yahweh Israel?
The book of St. John chapter 16, verse number 7 to 13 reads. The book of St. John chapter 16. Verse number 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Verse number 8. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Verse 9. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Verse 10, of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Verse number 11, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Verse 20, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Verse 13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come.
Now see that? Now you see? Now that's plainly scriptures of what Yahweh said. He said, I'm going away, and the Comforter gonna come, and he's gonna lead you to all truth. Now you want to find out what the Comforter going to do, what he going to do, now how he going to operate. Because Yahweh making plain, it ain't going to be no bigger, no replacement for me. Unless you can read it, see, right here. So when you jump down and you're taking all types of big terrorists from the Negro or churches of Pentecost, going to visit the Pope and talking that talk about, well we come to visit you because you're the... You the our Father on earth. Wait a minute. You mean you paying your tithes, free will offerings to hear that kind of talk? Wrong day, wrong name, and you go on to the Pope is the replacement for who? For the Most High? Listen, you can't read that if you put a pistol to your head, but you know the part you can read. You can read what he says over in the book of Hebrews, produced a title called Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. We can read this, and what it say? Hebrews.
The book of
produced a title called Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. What it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 reads, book of Hebrews, polluted the word Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. He said, any time we should let them slip. Verse number 2. With the word spoken by a minister's spirit was steadfast, and every transgressor and disobedient received a just recompense of reward.
So the word was spoken by a minister's spirit, and the minister's spirit came to those that was after salvation, see, right? You ain't no heir for no salvation and you not keeping the Sabbath day. Like you heir for salvation, you keeping Sunday, first day of the week under the Lord God and Jesus. Keeping Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving. You're not lined up for no salvation. You're lined up to be parked in the middle of the lake of fire, according to the Bible. And back up to the first chapter of the same book and read verse 14. The book of Hebrews, the little chapter called Hebrews 1:14 says what?
The book of Hebrews, polluted the word Hebrew 1, verse 14. Are they then all ministers spirits set forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation.
So you see, the mental spirit, they sent to be to ministers of those that's going to be heirs to salvation. You see the man was saying? That's who he sent to. Now I got to pull the rabbit out of that. Now I got to run the revelation out, Brother Yachty. So he say it's sent to those that it's going to be salvation. That's what he say. So now I got to pull a rabbit out of that. That no spirit, yeah, sound pretty good, Brother. Say, well, how long before we going to read another verse? Then you do some more talking. That's right. I like that. We'll do a little more talking after another verse on the tape. Remember one thing, Steve, right here. Anytime somebody open a big fat mouth and ain't got no verse on the table and can't precept the book, look at with an eye of suspect. Why? Because that's not the order of Yahweh. And everybody before you, he got no verse on the table. If they do have one, you tell them to precept it. You're like you're going to put a pistol to their head. They can't do it. Like you just going to shout them. You're like you're going to pull a trigger already. Now I got to pull a rabbit out of that. Now, look what it says over here, Brother Yahdai Ezra, in Revelation. Now, I want to look at a statement that says in Revelation. Now, look what it says over here in 10, verse number 7. Let's see what it says, End Time Prophecy by John, 10, verse 7. What does it say in 10, verse 7?
The book of Revelation, chapter 10. Verse number 7 reads, But in the days of the voice of the silent minister spirit, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of Yahweh shall be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the seers.
Ain't that something? So you see what the man is saying? The closest thing you're going to get information is not the rabbinical or replacement from the Roman Catholic Church, that was the series on right now. The closest answer and the closest you can get to Yahweh is through the verse you just got through reading. That's the close. See, that's the verse you got through reading, see, right here. So now you could kick against it all you want them. But John writes the end-time prophecy. And matter of fact, read that again, Brother Yahdai Israel. Because that's, listen, whether we say some or not, you can't get past 10 verse 7 and what it say again.
Book of Revelation, chapter 10, verse number 7. But in the days of the voice of the silent minister spirit, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of Yahweh shall be finished, as he have declared to his servants, the seers.
Ain't that? Okay, I hear you, WCC. I precept that, too. Look at WCC, 500 million members. Now, see here. Would you precept that? Well, why not? Why not? Go to the 11th chapter. And pick it at verse 18. So you can holler about you, this old African American give me a word, Brother Yahdai Israel. These African Americans that go on over there and visit the Pope. Come on, we gonna have Pentecost with you. You got a word for them African-American Pentecostals behind them. What about all these big dignitaries? You know, they do this every year, Steer. They go and they find the Pope, because the Pope is a representative on earth. And who told you that? Who told you the Pope was the representative on earth? The Pope keeps Lord God and Jesus on Sunday. The Pope wear purple and red that was first introduced by Satan the devil. How so, according to the Bible? Twelve 18. Let's read 11:18. Let me give old WCC a second witness.
The book of Revelation, chapter 11.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Book of Revelation 11, verse 18. And the nations were angry, and your wrath has come. At the time of the dead, that they should be judged. And that they should give reward unto your servants, the seers, and to the saints, to the tribe of Israel, and them that fear your name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroyed the earth.
Now, so now you see who's going to first get the reward before the children of Israel get any reward. First one, according to John, that the ministering spirit sent to him. Over there in the first chapter, verse 17 through 19, we're not going to read. The first one that Yahweh is going to get on their feet is written in verse 18, will be the seed. And the tribes of Israel after seed, right? So listen, stop getting duped with that one eye Satan and everybody talking that smack, because they're not going to be able to read none of this stuff. The seer is going to be the first thing coming up. All the big dignitaries of the seer, they're going to be the first one coming up, and we'll read it one more time for the WCC. Here go the order of things. What are we reading it from? Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. Read it one more time, that Brother Yahdai Israel.
Book of Revelation 11, verse number 18. And the nations were angry, and your wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto your servants, the seers, and to the saints, 12 tribes of Israel, and them that fear your name, small and great, and should have destroyed them which destroyed the earth.
In naming Lord God and Jesus, Eroy, in his name. Now, Brother Yark, as a matter of fact, now, did you do any work on that Rosetta Stone? Did you put an eye on it at all? Do we have to come back and get it again? Did you mess around and put an eye at Pearson? He said, check old Brother Yark Die Israel out. Did you look up and find out the Rosetta Stone that got certain things on it and what timeline on it? Because he said he'll give reward to one that got the name. And on that Rosetta Stone, that Brother Yahdai Israel, is something on it. Can this national audience hear what's on that Rosetta Stone out of this tape, or do we got to wait another time?
Yeah, we're going to have to wait another time. I did look, but I did not find.
Well, I can say again, we ain't going to say nothing, but we're going to say something up the road. See, we're going to say something up the road. Six and on the camera, we got to say something. See, that Rosetta stone got something on it that we need to talk about, but in the same token, you six and on the camera, you got to communicate among each other. And when you find it, get in contact with those that's within. And make sure we on one page, because I can say it, but I ain't saying nothing. But I will say something after it's read. Good. We leave that like it is. Well, I see what you got there, WCC, but I ain't studying you. Now, so we got that out the way. Now, so we got that. So now, what are we working with? Did we leave it there on the table, that Brother Yahdai Israel?
No, we are just coming out of that Revelation 11, 18.
Okay, well, We read in that 28 verse 1 that they was the northern kingdom, they was moved by they owes the wine, right? We need to precept what moves them, that wine, and out there 28, we read 28 verse number 1. So let's precept that wine that they working with in Micah chapter 2 verse 11 and 12. He said northern kingdom, 10 northern tribes, he said they on that moon, they got a lot of moonshine working with them in that wine field. That was written in Isaiah 28, verse 1. But now we're going to precept that and find out what is shine that they've been moved on to thank Guadalupe, the Roman Catholic Church, Sunday, and Lord God and Jesus is faith in an up, and away spirit. So what we're going to do, we're going to see what the seer says in Micah chapter 2, verses 11 and 12 about that wine. Come on.
The book of Micah chapter 2, verse number 11, and verse number 12 reads, Book of Micah 2, verse number 11, Man and woman, born in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee of wine and of strong drink. You shall even be as the shepherds of this people. Verse 12, I will surely I will surely assemble all Israel, all of you. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozrah, as a flock in the midst of their folk. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men.
He said, I'm going to put y'all together. I'm going to put y'all together, but I got to send those that know how to put you together. That's what he just said. Because he read now, he said, Northern Kingdom, to Northern Tribe, y'all prophesied on some great wine. And that great wine is falsehood. Anytime you think you're going to get you a seat over there, and they'll carve you out a spot in the Roman Catholic Church. Do you know the majority of the Northern Kingdom is Roman Catholics? Majority of them. The majority of them is Guadalupe Roman Catholics. And they don't believe in no Sabbath day. They believe in Guadalupe, and they believe in Roman Catholic doctrine by saying the Pope is the replacement. He is the middleman to the Most High. Huh? See, but that's not Bible. And matter of fact, ain't nothing they say is Bible. Because, and then I'm very upset with these old Pentecostals, these old African-American Negro Pentecostals. You getting all the big bishops together and you go and visit the Pope. You folks get them together and come visit the six anointed camps of boys and other Israelites for big ears and a little mouth. That we supposed to be getting together. Got them scarves around your shoulders representing the Roman Catholic Church and saying you're not. Listen, you know, sooner or later, Yahweh going to release horses to his life on you. That's why we tell you, see, right? What you supporting? You supporting that? Why don't you support something that's going to get you a block on something? This six anointed camp, land, school, banquet hall, radio station. And as we teach you how to precept your Bible to understand what to look for through the pages of the book, not that one I say. You understand something? The closest thing to some Yahweh is what we can read. And what we're going to read in the 38th chapter, verse 1 and 17. Do you know it's written in out of the seal's mouth in 38, 1 and 17, the closest thing to Yahweh we can read? Let's see, is it a bit of Christ? 38, 1 and 17.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, verse number 1, and verse number 17 reads, Ezekiel 38, verse 1, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 17, the faith of Yahweh, are ye he of whom I have spoken in old time, by my servants, the seers of Israel.
You see the man, the friend? He said, so you call this man, you only condemning yourself according to the Bible. When he spoke in old times, by his servants, the seers of Israel. That's how the man said he spoke. Is you going to believe him or not? And he said, that once that, and once the servants hear from Yahweh, they will have them some 9:22 of Daniel, ringing all over them. What it say in Daniel 9:22? What they working with, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Daniel chapter 9, verse number 22 reads, Daniel 9, verse 22, and he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding.
So you see when you put Bible to it, see, right? Don't nothing add up. Amos 3, verse 7. It don't nothing add up. So why you going to visit some Pope? Come on, from Pentecostal visiting Pope. You're going to be visiting the six anointed camps of forces of the true Israelites. You are African-American Pentecostal and apostolic Negroes. You're supposed to be coming and visiting at the foot of the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. Not visiting no Pope. Talking about some Sunday and some purple and red wine. You out of order everywhere. You're going to get yourself already burnt up. But you're going to burn up that congregation with you. Because ain't nothing in the scripture tell you no replacement. It's going to be the bigger replacement. It's going to be the Roman Catholic Church. That is the teaching of this lesson we on now, take number 61. Everybody tied to that here going to be thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire, according to scripture. What you read, Brother Yahdai Israel?
We just read Daniel 9, verse 22.
Yeah, well, we said Amos 3, verse 7, too. We just kept it moving. We said Amos 3, 7, that Brother Yahdai Israel. All right, I got my eye on you, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Amos chapter 3, verse 7, what does it say?
Book of Amos chapter 3, verse number 7 reads, surely Yahweh would do nothing, but he revealed his secrets unto his servants, the seers.
How many of you give your case in point? Now, all these big dignitaries are going to visit the Pope on Pentecost. Now, we go on to the second chapter and see what did the Bible saying where they were going to visit according to the Bible. Now, we're going to go read the Bible now. Let's go to Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Let's do a little reading. Let's read on 1 through 8. So let's find out exactly what's going on according to the Bible. See, what we bring is the Bible. You say you're going to visit the Pope. The Pope is the sons of Esau and the five sons, the purple and the wet, red wine clothing people. Let's go and see the Feast of Weeks, what they now they call the Pentecost of Baptist and Apostolic Church. Let's see, can we find out exactly what they're doing on Pentecost, which is the Feast of Weeks, which is Wednesday night. All six locations will be open Wednesday night, wearing them royal white garments with them fringes on, doing the Feast of Weeks, Wednesday night, see, right? Let's see who's lining up with the Bible, what they getting ready to do, or what we get ready to do Wednesday night out of six anointed camps. Let's see. 2 verse 1, 3, 1 through 8. What did it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Acts chapter 2, verse number 1 through 8 reads, book of Acts chapter 2, verse number 1, and when the day of the Feast of Weeks, for the word Pentecost, was fully come, They were all with one accord in one place. Verse number 2. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house, the temple, where they were sitting. Verse number 3. There appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. Verse number 4. And they were all filled with the righteous spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse 5. And they were dwelling at Yahdai Judah, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Verse number 6. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because they every man heard them speak in his own language. Verse 7. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans. Verse 8. And now hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born.
So we find out on that day that they came to Yahdai Judah. They didn't go wrong, see, right? Wrong was in place, but they came out of... Give me about that. Give me a couple more verses. Let's find out where it came from. So they came out of Rome, but they was coming to the Southern Kingdom. See right here. Let's read 8 through 11 and find out exactly what happened. See, we can read what happened on the day of Feast of Weeks by just reading the Bible. We don't see nobody gathering, nobody going too wrong. You know, I'm ashamed of you Pentecostals. You big deacons and you are high authorities in Pentecost. You go and visit the Pope on the Feast of Weeks of Pentecost. I'm ashamed of y'all. I mean, that is some terrible, bad teaching. The closest thing you can get to Yahuwah is the seal of Yahuwah, according to Scripture. I'm ashamed of you. Pentecostals and the Catholics and the Christians, y'all getting together and you go and visit the Pope because he's a replacement, the vicar of the Most High in the air. That's the biggest lie ever told. The closest thing is Voices of the True Israelites. See, right? You probably line up come visiting Voices of the True Israelites. You know? What verse are we on? Yeah, 8 through 11. Now, why did you say 8 through 11? What's this?
The book of Acts chapter 2, verse number 8 through 11 reads, Acts chapter 2, verse number 8. And how we, every man, in our own tongue, wherein we were born, verse number 9, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, dwellers in Mesopotamia, and Judah, Cappadocia, and Pontus, and in Asia, verse 10, Phrygia, Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in parts of Libya, about Cyrene, strangers of Rome, Yagdai, Judah, proselytes. Verse number 11, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of Yahuwah.
Right. So you see, they was in every nation up under the sun, see, royal. But they had someone to tell them about where to come on Feast of Weeks. Now watch the chief speaker of the nation of Israel kick in. Now he see they was coming out of, matter of fact, what is coming out of? Let's go to James 1:1 first. Let's go to James 1:1. Let's see what it's coming out of. They say, because see, they were sending out letters, see, right? The postman sent out letters. And James wrote and said something. And what he says in 1:1, let's see what he says.
The book of James, chapter 1, verse number 1 reads, James, the servant of Yahuwah, and of Yahuwah the Son, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad.
To the 12 tribes that are scattered. So they were sending a letter to the 12 tribes and telling them that you know a feast is coming up, see, right? A feast is coming up. Huh? 1 Peter 1:1. What does it say?
Book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse number 1. Peter, apostle of Yahuwah the Son, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
You see that? That means the children of Israel was over there and had included a title called Europe. You know? They was over there in Tarshish, and they was over there in Javon's land that you call Spain and Portugal. They was already over there, see, Ray, a long time ago. And they was all coming out of Tarshish and Javon, which you call Spain and Portugal. They was coming up out of there, see, Ray. They was coming up out of there. Now, when they got all out of there, then now here come the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. Now watch him address all of them. Now pay attention to what he say to, he get ready to address. Everybody's there. Now it's time for the chief speaker of the nation of Israel to rise up because he's on the clock. Now, they out of every nation. Let's see what happened here in next verse. What happened in the next verse there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse number 12 reads, Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse number 12. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what mean is this? Verse 13.
Hooray!
Verse number 13. Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. Verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Yahgar Judah, and all you that dwell at Yahgar Judah, southern kingdom, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. Verse 15. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. Verse 16. For this is that which was spoken by the seer, Joel. Verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith Yahweh, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams.
And he stood up there, Brother Yahweh Israel, and he stood up and addressed. Let's see, he addressed all 18 nations. Now here goes the man better stand up. He better stand up, the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. And we're going to read what the Bible says he said. What did the Bible say he said? He says, when he stood up there, Brother Yahweh Israel, we want to read what the Bible said he said. After everybody was in place, now it's time to shine. So he going to stand up. He going to address somebody. And now, what verse is that? That he going to dress somebody in, Brother Yahweh Israel. He going to call out a name. Make it plain. What name he going to call out, Brother Yahweh Israel? Come on back to the second chapter. When Peter stood up and he made his address. What did he say? What verse is that, Brother Yahweh Israel? Let's talk about it. Come on.
Book of Acts chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. Acts chapter 2, verse 21. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Verse 22. You men of Israel, hear these words.
Yeah, you men of Israel, hear these words. So that will happen on the day of Feast of Weeks. You men of Israel, you hear this word. So all the other nations that the children of Israel was in, them was Israelites coming back to the feast, telling you men of Israel, you hear his word. Huh? And he told them in 40 verse 8 about the word of Isaiah. He quoted Amos 2, but he also quoted Isaiah 40 verse 8. What did he say in 40 verse 8?
The book of Isaiah 40, verse number 8. The grass withered, our faded, but the word of our Yahweh shall stand forever.
The word of Yahweh is going to stand forever, see, right? So you hear the man saying, what is said is going to stand forever. Now in Acts chapter 7, verse 51, 2 and 3, look what he says. He's still talking. They all talking. They got a handful over here. That's why I tell you, see, right? You want to get a grab your hands over here. Some of you got to grab your hands over there. But you got to be saying the same thing. Acts chapter 7, 51 and 53. You got to be saying the same thing. You got to be quoting this book. Huh? What it says. Look what he says. Some of them grab something. You know what they say? He said, y'all sound like y'all mad. Y'all drinking new wine. Okay, good. Then guess what? A group of the six anointed camp grabbed them by the... They come over here for a minute. Let me talk to you for a minute. And 751 and 53. What did it say?
The book of Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and 53 reads, Acts chapter 7, verse 51. You stiff-necked, uncircumcised in mind and ears, you do always resist the righteous spirit. As your father did, so do you. Verse 53. We have received the Torah instructions, by the disposition of minister spirits and have not kept it.
He said you a stiff-neck. He says you always resist the righteous spirit. You always resist it. He said that's what happened. That's why you called Peter when he stood with the 11. And what did Peter say when he stood with the 11? Come on back to the second chapter now. I need to find out what did he say again one more time in Acts chapter 2. Now, Peter stood with the 11. And look what Peter said to unto the scattered Israelites and everybody's nation. What did he say in Acts chapter 2 there, Brother Yahdai Israel? We ain't got no book. But, and two, he stood with the 11. And what did he say? What did he say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Acts 2, verse number 14. But Peter standing there with the 11, as of his voice have said unto them, you men of Yahdai Judah, and all you that dwell at Yahdai Judah, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words.
So if you tell anybody of the other nations there, not you like, look, we've been doing these feasts for a long time, and I don't remember seeing nobody on no other nation that's coming to the feast. So all that hoopla they doing today, that ain't nothing but that's not good, see, right here. I don't remember seeing them. The other nation don't be bothered with what you're doing. So how is every nation came together? You ain't never seen that out of your eyes. I don't remember damn feast that no Israelite camp have that any of the 17 nations started coming to it. I don't know what camp can call me and tell me, yeah, guess what? All of the other 17 nations came to the feast of, what feast did they come to? What their name? Not they don't work like that, see, right? So you let Christianity deliver you up with that. Come on, all nations came together. Yeah, all nations that were scattered in the world of Israel, because he told Israel, he made it plain over in Amos where you was going to be at. Matter of fact, what did he say you going to be in Amos? What, 8 verse 9? 9 verse 8. So he made it plain, see, right? So, you know, you got to stop looking at things in the eyes of Christianity. Ain't no old nation came together. Remember, all your big dignitary leaders is taken to the slaughter. The Pentecostals and the Catholics go on meeting the Pope. They go on meeting the Pope. I mean, he's a replacement. He's a replacement. That don't make no sense nowhere. This man gonna be thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire, and you too for taking you all your getting you all the big dignitaries together. I tell you, big dignitaries coming to the six anointed camps of voices over to his life. You gonna go all the way to Rome and sit there and listen to somebody that's trained and got legal authority from Satan the devil tell you about something. What we read, Brother Yahdai Israel? What we read?
The book of Amos. Chapter
yes,
9, verse 8.
Yes, sir.
Book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 8.
How about 9, verse 9? How about making it 9, verse 9 there, Brother Yahdai Israel? How about that?
The book of Amos, chapter 9, verse number 9 reads, for lo, I will command, and I will sift the family of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sheaf, it shall not the least grain fall upon the earth.
See that, see, right? So who is in all nations? Yeah, it's right there, see, right? What's the prophecy of it? 9, verse 7 and 13 of Revelation. What's the prophecy of that? So now you see who is in all nations? I'm going to sift Israel in all nations. At all nations. So when you jump down in Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 and 13, when you talk about the all nations, don't get hemmed up, six anointed camp. Understand the all nations come from 9, verse 9 of Amos, all Israel and all nations. So when you let somebody take you over here, bull browse you over here, hook you over here, and 9 verse 7, that's going to be a duck walk for you. You want them to go to 9, verse 7 and 13. What is 8? 7, verse 9 and 13. Revelation. The same y'all got, Israel.
The book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 9, verse number 13 reads, Revelation 7, verse number 9, After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, peoples, and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Verse 13. One of the other answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they?
And what did he say? What did he say? He said, Who are these? Who are these in all in white robes, and where they came from? What did he say next behind that, Brother Yahgai? Yes, he made a statement, and we're going to precept that to tie it in. He made a statement. What did he say? End time prophecy. Who was these with them white robes on? And where they coming from? Go ahead.
Verse 14. Now said unto him, Sir, you know it. He said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
You see that? These are they that came out of great tribulation. You ain't got to bump your gums on that. All you got to do is precept your Bible. Go to Deuteronomy 4:1. See, is all you got to do, see right here. Listen, six more to count. You ain't got to go through all that. Oh, who came out of all nations? Yeah, that came out of great tribulation. Why don't you precept your Bible? Why don't you precept your Bible? I need to hear a good report from the six and all camp every now and then. Who are you hearing about with some books? When? Let me hear something. Make me happy. You know, you got them big preachers over there, Pentecostal, and Christian pastors, and the Pope. That ain't no Bible. Look at that reading. Look at that reading in 4:1. Look at that reading in Deuteronomy 4:1. That brother guy as well.
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 1 reads, And therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes, unto the judgment, which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land, which Yahweh of your father giveth you.
Okay, good. Now, be clear about that. So when we read verse 27, six and nine accounts. When you read verse 27, you got the can of whoop behind already in 4:1. So you might as well go and deliver the knockout blow in verse 27. Why not? Why not deliver the knockout blow in verse 27? What did it say in 27?
Deuteronomy 4, verse 27. Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations. You shall be left few in number among the nations, where the Yahweh shall lead you.
And the word that was scattered among the nations here, O Israel, see, right? You are scattered among the nations. Now, with that understanding, he's talking about Israel. Read verse 30 and 31 there, Brother Yahweh, Israel.
Verse number 30. When you, the 12 tribe of Israel, is in tribulation, and all these things that come upon the 12 tribe of Israel, even in the latter days, if you turn to your Yahweh, shall be obedient unto his voice. Verse 31. Yahweh, your Yahweh is a merciful Yahweh. He will not forsake the 12 tribe of Israel. He'll destroy the 12 tribe of Israel. Nor forget the covenant of your father, which he swear unto the 12 tribes of Israel.
Hey, you see, right, you know, if you read the Bible, you got to gain it, but you got to have the right spirit to read that. That's one of Deuteronomy chapter 30, Brother Yahweh Israel. So we're going to the 30th chapter, and he's going to tell you something in verse number 1. Let me say in 30 verse 1.
Book of Deuteronomy 30, verse number 1 reads, And it shall come to pass, when all these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, you shall call them to mind among all the nations, whether Yahweh or Yahweh has driven you.
Verse number three.
That then Yahweh will return your captivity and have compassion on the 12 tribes of Israel, and will return and gather the 12 tribes of Israel from all the nations, whether Yahweh has scattered the 12 tribes of Israel.
Verse number four.
If any of thine be driven out unto the utmost parts of heaven, from thence will Yahweh your Yahweh gather you, and from thence will he fetch you.
Ain't that something? You need to demand the serious. The man is telling you exactly what's going on. Why don't somebody besides the six anointed camp teach you this thing? We don't want to teach this either, right? Verse number 10 and 11. We don't want to teach this. I'm going to tell you flat out. The only one that can teach this book like the way it is Voice of the Truth Life. Because everybody else is going to be stumbling around with this thing all day, dog, all day long. But you know who can better teach this Bible uncut? Voice of the Truth Life. That's it. So we're going to read verse 10 and 11. What does it say?
Verse number 10. If you shall hearken unto the voice of Yahweh to keep his statutes, his Torah instructions, which are written in the book of the Torah instructions. If you turn unto Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind and with all your strength. Verse number 11. For these Torah instructions, which I commanded you, this day is not, it is not hidden from you, neither is it far off.
And what he tell you, in 2nd Ezra 2, verse 30 through 40, and a closing statement. And we'll catch you Wednesday night on the top part of them feast days with them white garments on, with them fringes on, where we going to drink them up and eat them up and play some clam up too. Get some C-Ray. Tell you feast days you rejoice, C-Ray. Eat them up and drink them up. But you have to make sure you know what you're doing. You're just not there for to eat them up and drink them up. You know why you're there. But look what's going on in 2nd Ezra chapter 2, verse 30 to 40, the closing statement that Brother Yahdai Israel. What does it say over there in 2nd Ezra chapter 2, verse 30 down to verse 40? And we'll catch you Wednesday night. No broadcast tomorrow, Steve, are you? We got to get ready for this thing. We got to get ready for what we get ready to read. Look what it say here. 2nd Ezra chapter 2, 30 down to 40. Come on.
The book of 2nd Ezra 2, verse 30 through 40 reads. Book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 2, verse number 30. Be joyful, O you mother, with your family, for I will deliver thee, saith Yahweh. Verse 31. Remember your children that sleep, for I shall bring them out of the side of the earth, and show mercy unto them. For I am merciful, saith Yahweh Almighty. Verse 32. Embrace your family until I come and show mercy unto them. For my wells run over and my mercy shall not fail. Verse 33. I also received the charge of Yahweh upon the Mount Horeb that I should go unto Israel. But when I came unto them, they set me at naught and despised the Torah instructions of Yahweh. Verse 34. And therefore I said unto you, O you nation, hear that, they hear and understand. Look for your shepherds. He shall give you everlasting rest, for he is nigh at hand that shall come in the end of the world. Verse 35. Be ready to the reward of the kingdom, for the everlasting light shall shine upon you forevermore. Verse 36. Flee the shadow of this world. Receive joyfulness of your honor. Testify my Savior openly. Verse 37. Or receive the gift that is given you, and be glad, giving thanks unto him that have called you to the heavenly kingdom. Verse 38. Arise up and stand, Behold, the number of those that be sealed in the feet of Yahweh. Verse 39, which are departed from the shadow of the world, and have received great garments of Yahweh. Verse 40, take your number of Yahweh Judah, put it in word Zion, and shut up those of thine that are clothed in white, which have fulfilled the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
Well, I got to preach up that. So Paul said something that for Yahdai Israel. What did Paul say is in 18, verse 21 of Acts? Now, I got to preach up that. What did Paul say? Now, Paul said something, old Benjamin said something. What did he say is in 18, verse 21 of Acts?
The book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 21. But bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Yahdai Judah.
Hey, that stuff.
You see the man is saying? You see the man is saying? Paul said, I don't care what I'm doing, but I know what I got to do. I got to keep this feast a week. What a name is that? And Zephaniah said, he said, well, can I get me something in there? What does Zephaniah say in 1, 6 through 9? What did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Let me close out with this. But Zephaniah 1, 6 through 9. Let me tell you something. Okay, you got to stop being so absent-minded on Yahweh's business or your time going to run out. And the man set you down and you ain't right, you're going to wake up in a bad situation. And he woke Paul up in a and the mental spirit going to come when he wake you up and cut your throat. You ain't going to be able to say nothing. He going to run with a sharp razor. He said, Paul, put it down now, Paul. Tell him exactly what the mental spirit going to do with the one that broke my Torah instruction. When you wake him up, time is up. The mental spirit and the vision of Paul 36, soon as they wake you up, you ain't got nothing to say. He going to cut your throat, grab you, kick you in your end, and throw you into the bottom of the lake of fire. And we read already what they said in Luke. He said, go tell my brothers. They don't want to come here. He said, this is a bad situation. So we all told you the story, but you're not going to pay us no number mind. Even like this. What he said, what he says that Zephaniah 1, 6 through 9. What he say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Zephaniah, chapter 1, verse 6 to 9 reads, Zephaniah 1, verse 6, them that are turned back from Yahweh, though they have not sought Yahweh, nor inquired for him. Verse 7, hold your peace at the presence of Yahweh, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. For Yahweh have prepared a sacrifice, yet be it his guest. Verse number 8, and it shall come to pass in the day of Yahweh's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with strange apparel.
See, you demand a sin. The man told the seal to write, if you don't understand, you walk around with strange apparels on and the man going to punish you for it. Matter of fact, he gave you a bird's eye view where you're going. I got to pull it out, Brother Yahdai Israel. In Matthew 22, verse number 11, down to verse 13. You know, he's going to call you by a lovely name. He's going to call you a lovely name. You refuse to put fringes in your clothes. You refuse to come out them pants. You refuse to put them fringes on to remind you to keep the Torah instruction. Do you know this man going to get you for it? And he will give you a case in point. We'll let him tell you that he's going to get you. In the 22nd chapter, verses 11 through 13, in a closing statement. We got a Bible 3:4-7 scene right here. We ain't got nothing rehearsed. The mental spirit at that very same hour will teach you what you got to know. And if you listen, here it is right here. Now, 22. 11 down to verse 13. It is in him. It's in red. See, right? What did he say?
Book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 11 through 13 reads. Book of Matthew 22, verse 11. And when the king came in to see the guests, You shall dare a man which had not on a wedding garment. Verse 12. He said unto him, friend, how came a Jew in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Verse 13. Then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot, take him away, cast him into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Yeah. I gotta read one more. What it says in 19 verse 7? What it say now? Let Brother Yagdai with that old raspy voice read one more. What do he say in the 19th chapter, verse number?
He said, now you be obedient too. You put on what I tell you to put on.
What he say in 19 verse 27? What he say in Luke 19:27? You know what I say? We go and see what he say. What he say in 19:27? That Brother Yagdai is right. This is it.
The book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 27 reads, but those my enemies, which were not that I should rule over them, bring hither, slay them for me.
Ain't that something? Those that don't want to follow what he got written in the Bible, he gonna say, bring them before me, the big members of spirit, and slay them. They don't want to keep the feast day. They don't want to keep the Sabbath day. They worry about who to their left and who to their right. They don't want to learn the Bible to help themselves and lovers. They don't want to wear no fringes. They still want to wear pants. That's what I'm going to get you for, see, right? Men want to wear dresses. That big movie stars wearing dresses. Don't you know all that's going to be hemmed up and thrown in the bottom of the liquor fire? It's written. So the young guy Israel, what's your clothes and catch your wings tonight? Dressed in white. Going to feast the weeks, and all six locations will be gates open everywhere. See, Roy, it's up to you. Get in where you've been in there before it's too late. The man gonna do everything he say he gonna do. And it tell you in Titus 1:2, and hope for eternal life, Yahweh the Son ain't lying. You don't believe that. What's the closest thing about Yahweh Israel? You're on the clock, come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The other way is rolling out the seed of Israel, a seed royal. Great word, King, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Look at the WCC
thing.
See if we should cut you off for that. Now, you know we should cut you off on what you just got through saying.